It's Thursday. A lot of people feel like this Thursday seems like a Friday because they feel like they're already on Christmas break or they're about to be. So Merry Christmas if that's your thing. For me, the big thing coming up is Liam's bar mitzvah on Monday. We're doing it Monday at our house. It was originally going to be in Israel last November. That didn't work out. Or last December. It was delayed, and now here it is happening Monday at my house. We've got a bunch of families coming and a bunch of my family coming. So I got my parents coming from Tucson, my sister coming from Israel, my other sister and her family coming from Los Angeles. And with that sister, we don't know. Is it three people or is it four people? Because her husband's a lawyer and he's working on a case. And will he be able to come or not? It's a mystery. It's exciting. We're going to find out soon. But we have all that. And then it's like all the prep that goes with that. And it's different from the prep of if we were doing a bigger event, which Liam did not want. But still prep. I do know one thing we're doing is a big steak dinner for Liam because he loves steak and it's at a kosher steakhouse and it's not too far away. There was a place we wanted to do it at, kosher steakhouse. And they said, oh, for the 14 people you're bringing, it's a minimum fee of $2,500. And we said, that's insane. So we're now doing it at a different place. Good. And we've never eaten at the place where we're going to be doing it, except we've eaten, it's a restaurant that has two sides, like a super casual side where you can sit and fake cars and then the nicer side. And so we're doing this on the nicer side. So we'll see. It'll be good. It's going to be fine. Who, how bad going to be? It's going to be great. My parents are flying right now as we speak. They're in the air as I speak. I don't know what you're doing. And not as I speak and you're listening necessarily, but as I speak, these actual, you get it. So their flight was delayed a couple of times, so they'll get here a little late. That's fine. I have a callback tonight for that show I mentioned. The buddy who I'm like, I'm only going to do the show if this buddy is in it, also got into another show, but he doesn't know what role he got in that other show yet. They simply told him he has a role guaranteed, but they didn't tell him which one. So it remains to be seen if I'll do that show, if I'm even casting it. I think I'll be casting it, but hey, you never assume anything. Okay. Okay. So I don't know what's going to happen on that front. We'll see. But I know I will not feel any sense of defeat if I get cast in it and choose not to do it. I won't feel much sense of defeat if I don't even get cast in it. I'll feel a little bit worried about my talent and whether I still have any, but that's fine. I'm always worried about that. It's not true. I'm never worried about it. No, I sometimes worry about it. It's fine. But let's see. Today, I wanted to do two errands. I had to pick up alcohol for my parents because they had some specific requests, which I filled. And then I wanted to... you know, we have this box of sharps, a sharps container, because Liam gets injections and I get injections. So you collect all these sharps. Oh, and Lauren has an infusion and that creates some sharps too. And the sharps container is full. And I was looking around where you can empty it. You can empty it at some CVSs, but not my CVS, which is a shame because my CVS is very close to my house. But it looks like the diabetes center at a local hospital where one of my kids was born does let you do a needle drop. And so after the liquor store visit, I was going to go there. But before I went there, I decided not to go there since I had left the sharps container at home. So perhaps tomorrow I will do that instead. Very hard to return a sharps container without the sharps container. Believe me. In fact, try it right now. Try to return a sharps container without having one. See? Can't be done. Now you understand. Anyway, I don't know. I really geared up like I had more things to say, and I'm not sure that I do. Liam and I are hard at work on our next album. He always loves to release them before the end of the year. I'm confident that won't happen this time, but we're getting close. It'll probably come out in January or so. So get fired up for that. Probably our best. I think they get better each time, just he gets more and more talented. My level of talent stays exactly the same. You know what? That's not even true. I'll say I think I get better at mixing music each time. So there's that. So look forward to that. What are some of the songs about? You wonder. Maybe you don't wonder, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Song topics include several different songs about pie. One's about the number. One's about pizza pie. One's about a pie maker. Another song just mentions pie, the delicious dessert. There's the insane song, which I already mentioned, called Lost Song. I know I've talked about it in the past. What else can I tell you? There's a song about roller coasters, which will be our second song about roller coasters. There's a song that Liam wrote entirely by himself, all about how much he hates his Chromebook. There's a song about Tommy T-Rex and, a second song about our favorite robot who appeared on our first album, Boo Boo Bot. This one's called Boo Boo Bot 2.0 and a song called On My Bike. It's jam-packed. And it's got a song that I suggested we should credit as Liam and Lex featuring Lex, but we're not going to do that. It's just going to be another Liam and Lex song. But, on my, songwriting history, I had a song called I'm Hungry. I wrote it when GarageBand came to the iPad, when I was thinking of making an entire album on the iPad. I never finished that album, but I recorded a couple songs exclusively on the iPad, and it was a lot of fun. And Liam really likes the song I'm Hungry because it slaps, and we're making a new version of I'm Hungry that we actually just finished within the past 24 hours. So that'll be on the album too. So anyway, get fired up for the new album, and yeah, happy Thursday. You're the best. Goodbye. Lex.